This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two things to note about the Oscar nominations that came out today. Number one, why do they have to do it at 5:30 L.A. time? I mean, it's a West Coast industry, right? You'd think people out here would be allowed to sleep in a little bit. But two, and more to the point, I suppose, what you saw this morning with those nominations was really just the beginning. Because once filmmakers and studios crank up their awards lobbying machines, a certain kind of economy also kicks into gear. Oscar money is going to course through U.S. businesses. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
Oscar nominations may have just been announced, but for some people, Oscar business has been happening for months.
In November, you start to feel it.
That's Mary Micucci. She heads catering and events company Along Came Mary. She's been in business for 35 years and is hosting several Oscar events at celebrity homes.
This is the pinnacle. This is it. There's a lot of money that floats through those parties.
And just about everywhere else, from dress and jewelry designers to florists to limo drivers, Oscar money trickles down to a lot of businesses, says entertainment analyst Robert Galinsky.
It's not just about who you're wearing, but who put that on you, who styles you, what delivery service was used to ship that gown over here.
Not to mention the economic effect on the city itself. In a play on gross domestic product, the Los Angeles Times estimates the gross Oscar product to be $130 million. Jason Squire is the editor of the movie Business Book.
It's a real great boost for the city and county of Los Angeles. And for those movies that win, the Oscar boost could be anywhere from $10 million to $30 million or even more.
Event planner Chad Hudson says Oscar spending took a hit during the recession, but it's coming back.
You know, I don't think that the budgets will ever get back to the place where they were, but I definitely see people throwing more parties, inviting more guests.
And spending more money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.